All right, welcome here to Bloomington Buddies, where two buddies talk about all things sports. I'm Eddie Finn here, joined by Quincy Bell. We're going to be covering just a few things today. It's going to be a shorter show, probably only about 45 minutes today. But we are going to go ahead and, of course, cover what has been going on in the college football world as we had some big games. After that, we're going to hop into the NFL, and then we'll finish today with some big things that are going on in the NBA. A lot of big things going on in the NBA right now, including some major signings for both players and coaches. Things like that. The NFL is coming down to, we're hitting that bump of midseason, so we'll get into that. And of course, we're going to go ahead and right now and jump into college football. Had a lot of really upset, crazy games that a lot of people, I guess, necessarily didn't see coming. But, you know, there was definitely some games that everybody was like, okay, this makes sense. But I do want to talk about it first. As we are Indiana fans, I want to talk about the fact that Ohio State struggled. That was the by far my favorite game. Right. The fact that they were down at one point.
I know people are all griping on Tennessee. Ohio State looked worse than Tennessee. I'm just gonna say that right now.
They looked worse in this game, but I still think that they deserve
they
to be higher.
Because they don't have a loss. But they looked like garbage in this game. They should have lost. I don't know if should have lost. Down 7-0 in the first quarter to a team that hasn't won a game in the States all year. And they only scored with 2 minutes left in the half. It was 7-7 and a half. Northwestern really, I mean, give them credit. They came out and played probably the best game they possibly could have. But that's cause for concern for Ohio State.
I don't think so. I think everybody's just, I mean, don't get me wrong. They looked like trash, but I mean, everybody's team has a game where they like struggle. Every team.
Yeah.
Michigan did it against us until the second half. This Ohio State did the same thing.
Everybody's
over here blaming them.
Georgia had a similar game against Missouri.
I mean, every team has one.
That was by far the worst team out of any of those. That was awful.
I don't know. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, don't get me wrong. They should have won by more than 21-7, but every team this season, pretty much for the most part, has had a game where they're like, dang, how are we losing to this team right now? And then they come back and win. I mean, they scored 21 unanswered. It's not like they barely scored above them.
I guess, but that... that was pretty
next up, can we talk about them? North Carolina is 8-1. They are ranked currently, if I remember correctly, they got pushed up even more. I think they're 11th right now.
So the college football playoff poll has not come out yet, but the AP poll is out. And
oh, no, they're at 17th? No way.
They're 15 in the AP poll.
I don't usually go by AP because AP is always off.
Well, the college football playoff poll comes out Tuesday.
No, I know, but I'm talking about as of right now.
Right now in the AP poll, they updated it after these past week's games. They're 15th.
They're 15th, but I don't agree with half these rankings.
I mean, yeah.
I know Michigan's undefeated, but I don't know that they should be third.
Honestly, I think Michigan is better than Ohio State.
I don't. I know everybody does, and I'll say this, though. I would say that both teams have not had a challenging game yet. I mean, they haven't. Penn State was the only somewhat challenging game, and Penn State just looked... That was their game where they just looked like shit. Penn State didn't even... Like, they didn't even get going. But, like, I mean, who has Michigan played? IU? Iowa doesn't really go great.
They also beat Penn State.
That's what I said. Penn State was their only tough game,
Michigan
and Penn State
was
in
a little bit of hot water against Rutgers, down 17-14 at half.
And they won 52-17.
They turned on the Jets in the second half. They scored, what? A ton on
Yeah, they end up winning 51-17.
That was a good response for Michigan.
In my opinion, right now, I think Oregon should be in the top four. Their only loss is to Georgia, and they look good. They do look good. I'm telling you right now. I like the fact that TCU is in top four.
Also only loss is to Georgia, and it was by
a
decently close game.
I'm just saying, either of those two teams should be above Michigan because they've had
Oregon?
A harder schedule. Yeah. Tennessee, definitely, but... No, I'm so glad that TCU's up there. I think TCU should be above
TCU,
them.
Should
be third.
So what did TCU do this past week? Well, they just continued to win. They took down Texas Tech 34-24.
That was close.
They were losing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
They were down in the fourth quarter in that game, but they pulled it out, man. They pulled it out. They're winning when it matters against some decently good teams. And
they beat OSU.
They beat Oklahoma State, Kansas.
Kansas State, which is a good win for
them.
Kansas State's been looking really good.
Kansas won against Oklahoma State, tore the goalposts down.
Yeah, they won against Oklahoma State. That was interesting, but like...
Threw them in this nasty-ass
No. Kansas
lake,
State
bro.
Won. Kansas didn't.
Kansas beat Oklahoma State this week.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
They ripped the goalpost down and threw it in this nasty duckweed-colored lake, bro. It
so in other words,
terrible.
They were just copying Tennessee.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is
and then they had new goalposts, and they were like, no GoFundMe needed.
And yet Kansas is still no longer in the top 25.
That's of course, referencing to when Tennessee put out a GoFundMe.
Yeah, yeah.
Get new goalposts. All right, speaking of Tennessee, I guess we got to talk about this game.
Let's just point out the fact that I called it, and Tennessee, what about that? Their defense is underrated, and their offense is way better than Georgia's defense.
Well, the defense,
I don't think so.
Well, okay, Georgia kind of blitzed them out of the gate.
Which is the smartest thing you could have done.
I mean, Tennessee they just didn't play that great of a game. I mean, they didn't get blown out of the field. They lost by 14. I mean,
okay, I'm not going to lie. They definitely should have lost 6-7. Because Georgia just kind of left. I that was very unlike Georgia. They just quit playing at that point. Because I could tell that there was no way Georgia was going full throttle
anymore. I feel like the hype kind of got to Tennessee a little bit. I feel like that number one ranking kind of got to their head a little bit.
Because I watched the highlights of that final drive, and Georgia's defense was nowhere near what they were throughout the whole game. It's like they were just like, Kirby was just like, stop. Don't make them feel too bad right now.
Okay, so Georgia is now the first team that... They're in the playoffs no matter what.
As of right now, in my opinion, they win it all. They go undefeated.
Maybe not go undefeated, but they're guaranteed to make the playoffs no matter what. They could lose in the SEC title to whoever comes out of the West.
Yeah,
which won't be Alabama.
Well, no, they're not guaranteed because if they lose somehow their next games.
If they're not, who do they play there?
They play Mississippi State, Kentucky, and they play Georgia Tech.
They're not losing any of those three.
You'd be surprised. Anything can happen.
It's not going to happen.
Now,
as for Tennessee, I think with the games that happen this week, I think they still make it. Because Clemson got taken down by Notre Dame, and that was a game
where... Clemson's out, no doubt.
Clemson was not even in that game at all.
Okay, that intrigued me.
28-0 in the fourth quarter. They were completely out of that game.
That intrigues me. Clemson went from number four. They dropped all the way, according to AP. I don't really care for AP because AP is usually wrong.
They haven't played anyone worth
AP
a
went
the
down. All, they went all the way down to 12.
The only good team they've played is Wake Forest. And Wake Forest,
and they won.
And Wake Forest has struggled since that game.
By the way, if I'm being realistic right now, when Michigan loses to Ohio State, because I have a feeling it's going to happen. We've already agreed on it. No,
when?
If.
When is
not,
a strong
not if,
word.
It's when.
When is a strong word.
I don't think it is. I think it's pretty accurate. Because almost every they got them that one year. But every year, everybody's like, oh, we're both undefeated. We're going to win. And Michigan always goes into the game super hyped, and then they lose. Every year.
All I'm saying is,
we have a Michigan fan in the house. He knows we're right. All right? He knows.
I'm just saying Michigan has looked better. I'm not saying that
they're
going to win. They
looked better, but they've also not played any tough teams.
And neither has Ohio State.
I agree, but they, in my opinion, throughout most of it, have played tougher teams than Michigan.
I'm not saying Michigan's going to win because it's at Ohio State. But to just say when Ohio State wins is a pretty ignorant statement, in my opinion.
I don't think so, because, I mean, they blew out Rutgers.
But Clemson losing really helps out two teams, and that's Tennessee and TCU.
Yeah, but, oh my gosh, I didn't realize they scored 77 on Toledo. That's kind of funny. That's brutal.
I saw something that was like Ohio State hasn't lost to an Ohio team since, like, the 1800s.
Yeah,
if they would have played Cincinnati last year, they would have lost.
I don't think they would have. Are you out of your
Cincinnati
mind?
Cincinnati was better than Ohio State.
No, they weren't. They were literally fourth in the playoffs.
That's why they made the playoffs and Ohio State didn't.
No, it's because Ohio State lost to Michigan, who made the playoffs.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything to do with Cincinnati.
Cincinnati would have beat them.
No, they would not have.
That whole team got drafted. They would have beat them.
Okay. That whole team got drafted. That's fine. But I'm telling you right now, Ohio State has more experience in the playoffs. They lost. By the way, they still lost first round, Cincinnati. So
right now, I think the playoffs are going to be Georgia number one, winner of Ohio State, Michigan number two, TCU three, and Tennessee three, TCU four.
As of right now, if TCU wins outright, it goes Georgia, correct, the winner of the Ohio State, Michigan game, TCU, and then it's either going to be Tennessee. Or it's going to be USC. Depends on if USC goes all the way.
It could be USC.
It could be the Ducks, too. It depends on if Tennessee ends up actually choking and losing
another
game.
I think they will put USC in. Well, it's going to depend on who wins the Pac-12. I think they will put USC in before they put Oregon, just because Oregon has that really bad loss to Georgia. Another team that can make it, despite having two losses, is LSU, the team that knocked off Alabama this past week, and I feel like we got to talk about this game.
They can technically still make it, but they're not going to. They would literally have to win out, and like Tennessee would have to lose. And so
if they win out, they will get in. There's no way they're leaving out the SEC champ. There's no way.
There is, because why would you put a two-loss team in? Because
they won the best conference.
It doesn't matter.
If they win the best conference, they're going to get
in. I'm telling you, they're not putting a two-loss team in when there's so many one-losses.
I'm not saying they're going to get in, but they can.
They theoretically could, because they would, but they would have to win outright. Tennessee would have to lose, and so would they would have to put them in over the Michigan winner.
If they win out, they're getting in just because they're going to have...
They're not beating Georgia, so that's another loss right there.
Okay, I'm not saying they're going to beat Georgia. I'm saying if they win out...
But they won't.
It's an if statement, Eddie.
Yeah, but it's not. The point is that even with two losses, who are they putting them over? Any of the undefeated teams?
Well, they're definitely putting them over all the Pac-12 teams.
Not if they go with one loss and win the Pac-12.
They will put a two-loss SEC champ before they put.
I do not believe so. Especially if USC ends up winning outright, they're not going to put. They're not going to put a two-loss LSU over a one-loss USC.
They will put the SEC champ in no matter how many losses.
That is not going to happen. I'm telling you right now. That's not how the playoffs work.
I'm not saying that they're going to get in. I'm saying if LSU wins the SEC, they're getting in.
That's you saying they're going to get in if they win outright. But they're not.
They will.
A USC will team in. That's a one loss will get in before LSU with two
Hell
losses.
Hell no.
Yes, they will.
Hell no.
Especially considering USC has just looked better
all season. Absolutely not. The AP poll already has LSU above USC.
Yeah, that's because it's the AP poll. Again, we've talked about this. That doesn't matter. What the college football playoff says matters.
That's also why these rankings could also be important. But think about this. They will have had a win over Alabama and Georgia. And an SEC title, they will get in. I'm not saying that they're going to beat Georgia, but that game against LSU, that game against Alabama, I thought was particularly impressive from LSU. Their defense, I think, really showed out, at least in the first half, holding Alabama to only 6 points. They took the lead back with a minute 47. Bama tied it on a field goal. They go to overtime.
That last second 2-point conversion was ridiculous.
So Bama scores on the first possession of overtime. LSU, Jalen Daniels keeps it on the option and just runs up the sidelines for 25 yards. And Brian Kelly just pushes all the chips to the center of the table.
The funny thing is that touchdown run was not a designed run. He scrambled, and then he ran.
I thought he faked,
and then he was going to pass. He bootlegged.
It looked
and
like an option.
Well, he bootlegged. It was PA. Okay. But it was so funny because he literally was like, after the game, he was interviewing, he was like, I literally had no idea what I was going to do. And he was like, I saw my blockers and I just ran.
He's like, there's no one on that sideline.
Yeah, he just ran. And it was a gorgeous run.
Brian Kelly chips all the way at the center of the table, says, we're going for it. They run the flat bootleg and they get it and they win.
Can I say it's kind of ironic, and it made me laugh, the look on Nick Saban's face, because if anybody remembers the Natty Championship game where Deshaun Watson hit Hunter Renfrow, it was almost the exact same freaking play.
It was almost the exact same freaking play.
No, you saw the look on Nick Saban's face as he went.
It was the exact same play.
He was so mad. Well, it was a little different because Renfrow was a bit deeper in the end, like a bit deeper. But it was that same concept. Hit him right in the corner, and he just went right over the pylon. Saban was pissed. It was so funny.
Nick Saban losing a game to Brian Kelly is just something I never thought I'd say.
Well, to be fair, again, we always talk about this. The major rivalry games, it literally, most of the time, it doesn't even matter if, I mean, hell, you can fight me on this all you want. The Alabama team, in my opinion, is way better than the LSU team. It was a rivalry game. Just like in the NFL, most of the time, a rivalry game skill no longer matters. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Like, it really doesn't matter anymore. If you put the Bills against the Jets, they just lost. Are you telling me right now the Bills are not the better team? No. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter.
Better team
skill goes out the door. It's just a matter of who's got more hype.
Home field also kind of carried them.
Exactly. And
Bama,
by the way,
has two last-second losses.
Yeah.
But they're done. They're not making it.
By the way, I do want to say, I know this is completely random, but speaking of home field, LSU's logo is so dope in the middle. The little tiger eye, that's so cool. I love that.
I think that logo is the ugliest midfield logo.
I love it. It's so cool. It's just such a little cool eye. But it's got the tiger stripes on it, and it looks cool.
I don't like it. I'm sorry.
I think it looks cool. Right now that's what I'm thinking. But
you know IU has the same amount of wins as?
Which team?
The team with the number one recruiting class in the history of college football. Texas A&M.
Yeah, A&M freaking just sucks.
They got some... They did have a lot of injuries, I'll give them that. But still, got stomped by a Florida team that is 1-4 in the SEC.
Yeah.
Embarrassing stuff. I mean, how many of those players leave after this year?
A&M?
Yeah.
A lot of them.
How many of those people transfer?
A lot of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. We need to get their quarterback because apparently we can't do anything with ours. Speaking of which, should we go ahead and – we do need to talk about it as much as I don't want to.
Wait. So Bazelak didn't start. Tuttle.
Tuttle looked insane.
Tuttle actually looked all right.
No. Tuttle looked great. It's like he was like, you know what? This is what – I'm going to show you exactly what I can do before I transfer because he's in the transfer portal, and he went haywire. He literally made – I saw the look on Penn State as they went, we did not plan for this because nobody thought –
And then he got hurt.
He got hurt, and then what did I tell you? Dexter Williams is Michael Penix. I know.
They put in Sorsby first.
He was in.
Did he get – because, okay, so I left at
he didn't, like Raptor. He didn't get hurt, but they switched to Dexter because Sorsby wasn't doing much.
Okay, so in case y'all were wondering, I went to the game.
They went through three quarterbacks, by the way.
Okay, I went to the game, and they were getting their ass whooped at half. And I was in the moment, I'm like, all right, it looks like it's about to start thunderstorming. I'm like, I say we head out now. And he's like, how about this? If they don't score on the first drive of the second half, then we leave. And then they went 3-and-out. And I'm like, all right, we're going.
Okay, I do
and
have to
I
say.
And then I turn the TV on when I get back to my dorm. I'm like, oh, they're using another quarterback. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, so I was there. I was working the game on the sideline. And I was the best thing about being a parab, so it's the one that holds the big disc with the audio, is that you hear everything, even when you're not trying to. And if you guys remember that play where the quarterback
is that the big like
yeah it's the big dome and it's ball. Like it's plastic but yeah and it like yeah. captures audio and like after you could it, yeah. hear like I was on the other side of the field with headphones on and I could hear what y'all were screaming because it was so loud in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I can also every now and then if I heard the coach just saying something that I really wanted to hear, I would just turn it towards the coaches and that's right. Funny. Do you guys remember that play where he slid early and they said it was a first down? But
that
if you watch that,
so
okay,
dumb.
I'm not gonna lie, that is when we lost the game. Because we had the momentum. We were winning that game. Our defense was standing strong. Our offense was rolling.
And they didn't go for it.
No, and then they called that. The coaching staff immediately was pissed. They were so mad. They were just screaming things. The players got discouraged, and we started losing from then on out. If you rewatch that replay, he's about 2 yards short. Because the rule is where he starts the slide, not where he finishes.
See, in that spot,
and even the refs look some of them like
that. I feel like they should have gone for it. Oh, you're on your own 30-yard line. You're 3-5.
Yeah, you're 3-5.
Don't go for it. No. What are you going to lose?
No, because that was at that point, it was a tight game. You don't want to ruin that.
I would have.
If they were down 21-0, yeah, but they were tied, which is a big deal.
If you're 3-6 playing a top
3-5, but
team,
okay, no, you do what you think you have a chance at, and their defense was standing strong the entire game. They literally made Clifford look uncomfortable. And then I do have to say, Eddie, you know that they were winning bad when they were being so disrespectful that they put in their backup quarterback in the third quarter.
Drew Aller.
He's better. In my opinion, he looked better than Clifford.
He will be better than Clifford.
Oh, 100%, but I'm just saying.
He's probably the best quarterback recruit they've ever had.
I was kind of mad, though. Before the game, Clifford was throwing right by us, and I literally ran out like a Bart to the sideline, and it went like this, and he looked at me and didn't throw it to me. I was like, bruh, I was open. He was just like, nah. But it was a horrible game after about, I don't know what, the first 2 minutes of the second quarter, and that's when everything just started to go to hell. Indiana... it went outright to get a bowl game at this point, unless for some odd reason they give it to you at 5-7.
No, they won't get a bowl at 5-7.
It depends on how bad.
Oh, who do we play next week? At Ohio State. That's great.
By the way, tickets next year are going to be lit because they play Ohio State here. And I'm going to that, and we are just going to rock
Can't
it. We're going to win.
Till we lose by 30.
I don't even remember.
Anyway.
Oh, man. What was the... hang on.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is it's officially IU basketball season. Today, yeah. They start. Actually, today, everyone starts, or most teams start today. And I'm excited for college basketball. There really aren't that many great games. Actually, there really aren't any good games.
I just looked this up just out of curiosity. We literally haven't beaten Ohio State in 30 years. That's so bad. That's so bad. The last time we beat them, okay, to be fair, the best time that we did, that we got even close, was definitely 2020.
Yeah.
We should have won that game. Justin Fields was so freaking uncomfortable. We sacked him so many freaking times, and we couldn't
do it. By the way, college basketball has already started with Baylor currently up 98-37.
Over who?
On Mississippi Valley State.
Yeah, nobody is shocked.
Mississippi Valley State is a bit of a meme on my channel because they're always the worst college basketball team. Like, I think one year they went like 0-30. Like, I'm not even kidding. They just went winless an entire year. And then they won their first game, like, you know, and they were like 0-50, and then they finally won a game. And they always play like these amazing ass teams out of conference and just get whooped by the 60 points.
We're not playing today, are we?
Yeah, we play Morehead State
tonight. I thought we played tomorrow. I thought it was Tuesday. Oh, it is tonight. Are you going?
I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I that was one of the games I got tickets to. So
yeah, you kind of didn't get all the good ones.
I got UNC. That's all I wanted.
I guess, but.
And Illinois.
I had a couple of my friends. They looked out hardcore. They got UNC, Penn State, and they got.
Penn State's trash.
Not Penn State. Purdue. And they got Michigan.
I got Illinois. I think Illinois will be the next best team in the Big Ten behind Indiana.
I don't. They've been the best teams in the last couple of years, and they're not.
So
it's going to be Iowa or Michigan. It's just.
I got Iowa, too.
Okay, yeah, so that may be a good one.
And but I got Michigan State.
Michigan
State's always good.
But no, I think it's probably going to be Michigan. Michigan's proven to be decent basketball.
Yeah, they really aren't. Pretty much every single good team is playing a warm-up game.
Yeah, Penn State is at Winthrop. I call them Winthrop. It's so fun, but it's Winthrop.
Purdue is playing Michigan. Oh, sorry, Purdue Fort Wayne.
Yeah, I was going to say. Clemson, oh my gosh, some of these games are just god awful. Like, why are we starting out like this, guys?
Actually, the Mississippi Valley State of last year was IUPUI.
They held
open tryouts for students. They
at
were that
IUPUI?
Bad. Yes.
Yeah, I know.
They were literally like, oh, if you want to play, come down. Come down
yeah,
and try
I know
out.
They were because I have friends that go there and they were literally like, dude, you want to know how many people showed up?
Everyone. Like, no one showed up.
Not very many people. My friend said him and his friend went as a joke to watch, and literally he was like maybe 5 or 10 students showed up. It was bad. I was like, bro, that's just impressive.
I would have showed up, bro. I would have too.
I played basketball my whole life.
I've never played organized basketball in my life. I would have gone.
Oh, it's so fun.
I would have tried out.
I would have tried out. I would have probably made it.
I would have tried
out. If they're really that bad, dude, anybody that's ever played through middle school or lower would have probably made the team. So, there's nothing good here. All right, so I want to move on to NFL so we have time to do that, and we got about 15, 20 minutes. So, all right,
okay,
NFL.
Okay, Justin Fields
is
him.
He's him for the Bears, but he is not that great.
No. You cannot deny it any longer. He's the future quarterback of the Bears.
I never said he wasn't. I just said he's not a good one.
He will be. He is a good one.
He's an average quarterback. He's not even really a quarterback.
He balled out yesterday.
He balled out yesterday, which is, I've given that. It was a good game for him.
See, people are going to constantly find a way to hate on Justin Fields.
No, I don't hate Justin Fields. I'm just saying right now, everybody's like, oh, he had a good game. He's the thing. No, he's not.
He's strung a few good games together.
He's a quarterback. He's been literally, the thing about scrambling quarterbacks, like Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, they can still get 250-plus passing yards and rush. Justin Fields averages like 140 passing yards.
Well, when the Dolphins are giving him wide open room to run.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, everybody's like, he's the best quarterback. He's not even playing quarterback. He's literally playing running back.
Okay.
So, don't get me wrong. He's had a few good games, but everybody's all of a sudden
like every Lamar hater ever.
I'm literally a Lamar fan.
You don't know how. No, I'm not. I'm saying you sound like the people that hate on Lamar.
No, because Lamar is actually a balanced quarterback. Justin Fields has not proven that.
Justin Fields can throw the ball.
He can throw the ball.
He was making some really good passes.
And I will say this. Cool. He's had a few good games, and yeah, he's going to be your quarterback. But like, what's next? You're going to say he's top 5 quarterback in the league, like Jimmy G over here?
Nah, I will say, he's been playing better than Aaron Rodgers.
100%. But that's just because Aaron Rodgers just freaking sucks. He's washed up.
I will say the refs lost us that game.
That's what every freaking Bears fan is saying.
Okay. So
theoretically,
the Bears
I can say
had just gotten a stop.
They
had just gotten a stop. They are down 3 with 2 minutes, 3rd and 10. Fields throws a bomb to Chase Claypool, and it is a very good pass. Chase Claypool is getting his jersey tugged back by the Miami DB. As he's getting pulled away from the ball, a second Miami DB literally comes and hits him in the head.
Okay, well, first
no
off,
call.
If they're both looking for the ball and Chase Claypool's hands are in any way on the defender
he's
doing
pulling
anything.
Pulling him away from the ball. You
correct.
Can't do that.
But if Chase Claypool is also having contact and they're both looking for the ball, there is a way that cannot be called.
That was the most blatant PI I've ever seen.
There's a rule to PI. You have to. There has to be one-sided contact, and it has to be an exact way to not do it. But, you know, it's just something that, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff gets away from it. I mean, think about it. If the Rams would have lost the Super Bowl last year, everyone would be like, the refs lost us the game, which would have been true. That was obviously PI. But
when
you have to be when Jalen Ramsey got his face mask ripped away, Higgins caught it and ran it 80 yards.
Yeah, that was not very
good. But that was never called. At least that was more obvious.
I'm just glad that the Bears offense is moving the ball against a good defensive team. Miami's got a good defense.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, while we're still here, can I just freaking shut the Colts fans up? I'm tired of y'all. Oh, we're the best team in the division. Not you, but I'm just saying in general.
Know.
Colts fans.
I don't know.
We're the best team in the division.
Eddie, I don't know who you're talking about because I haven't heard a single Colts fan
say anything
good about their team.
No, the Colts fans, they don't, but they say that they're the best team in the division. I said the Titans are. Like, no, the Titans are trash. No, they're not.
No one in that division is good. And that's not true.
The Titans are good.
No one in
They choked last night, but they are
no
good.
No one in that division has ever been good.
Malik Willis is going to be freaking ridiculous.
I think he'll be, yeah.
He will be better than for the Titans than I think that Justin Fields will be in the end. Malik Willis is going to be a better quarterback.
Horrible take.
Are you freaking kidding me? Did you see the throws he made last night?
Take.
And the runs?
Okay, yeah, he played well. Justin Fields is better. I'm sorry.
He's not.
Eddie, that is
He's
a
not gonna
horrid
be.
Take.
You're just a Bears junkie. You think everybody on the Bears is going to be
okay,
better.
Okay, listen. I like Malik Willis. I think Malik Willis is going to be
a more rounded QB, in my opinion.
Okay, that is a horrifically bad take.
It's really not. Watch the game film.
I did watch the game.
No, all Justin Fields did was scramble and run. That's all he did.
Dude, he was making throws, Eddie. And he made some really good throws.
Yeah, and so did Malik.
Yeah.
A lot of the reasons.
I'm not even knocking Malik Willis. I just don't
think
he'll be as good as Justin Fields.
He will definitely be. Okay. I'm telling you that right now. Also, then again, everybody said Lamar
wouldn't be
better.
Malik Willis went 5 of 16 for 80 yards.
Okay. And that's also because they were playing up against one of the best D lines, in my opinion, in the league. And their O line sucks just like the Bears.
5 of 16 for 80 yards?
Yeah. And Malik Willis?
I'm not even like trying to knock him that much because he's a rookie. I'm not even being that hard on him, but that's better than Justin Fields.
In my opinion, that's better than Justin Fields did in his rookie year. His rookie year, he sucked. Name one good thing Justin Fields did in his rookie year. Go ahead.
Man, he really wasn't given the chance.
Okay, and neither is Malik. This is the first real game he's actually fully played. Played against the second hardest team in the AFC.
I'm not even trying to knock Malik Willis.
I'm just saying, I think he will end up being better than Justin Fields in the NFL. He fits what the play style is moving towards. Everybody's moving towards that kind of style.
How about those Jets?
This is just one of those division games where I don't think the Bills should have lost. It's the second time they choked against a divisional opponent. They choked against Miami, and now they've choked against New York.
I'm not even kidding. Sauce Gardner might be the best DB in the NFL.
No. I'm sorry. There's no way. That is a horrible take. He had one good game. Yes, is Sauce Gardner.
Game? He's been good all year.
Sauce Gardner is the best DB out of that draft. Darius Slay is by far and wide the best DB. And then, near it.
Okay, that's fine.
Marshawn Lattimore was the second best before he got hurt.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
I kind of want to see Bills, Eagles, and the Birds there in the Super Bowl, just so I can see Slay on Diggs. That'll be the best. That'll be like Ramsey and
the Jamar. Jets might make the Super Bowl if they keep this up.
Please don't say that. The thought of a New York team that is not my New York team making the Super Bowl.
They're 6-3, and they've been beating some really good teams. That division is hella competitive.
They actually, if the Bills lose and one more and the Jets win, they would take over that
division. The Bills are 6-2. Miami and the Jets are both 6-3. All three of those teams will make the playoffs.
Or no, I think Miami beat the Jets. The Dolphins would take over. But no, hot take, Dolphins are going to the AFC Championship. Okay, think about it. Tua is haywire this year. No. He heard the haters and he was like, hey, y'all think I suck? Watch this.
They're good, but I'm pretty sure I can name a lot of teams in the AFC that are better.
Like who?
Well, okay. The
Bills and the Chiefs.
I think the Bills are better. I think the Ravens are better. I think the Chiefs are better. I think the Chargers are better.
Yeah, but you have to realize how many of those teams are actually going to make the playoffs with who they have to play. The Chargers have been choking every close game. They barely beat Atlanta.
They're
a good team. Which, by the way, they should be winning that division right now. Tom Brady, you got lucky as hell. You're winning that division with the same record because you beat them in a cheap roughing the passer
call. You all know that meme of the guy. He's popping champagne on the podium. He's spraying all over his face. He's like biting his metal. And then there's like 10 people on the podium ahead of him.
Yeah, it's like...
The Bucks leading the NFC.
So you know how every team looks when they win the Super Bowl? Everybody's jumping around. That's how Tom Brady looked when he finally got a freaking win against the Rams. It was ridiculous. It wasn't even him that did anything. It was a great play call. Bruce Arians did a great job there. But it was a good play call. He caught it. I can't even fault the play call. It was good. But, you know, Tom Brady's running around the field jumping up, helmet off, and it's a one game. You're 3-5. Chill out.
We're 4-5 now.
No, right? No, it's 8. They've only played 8 games, right? They're 3-5.
They're 4-5.
Are they? Either way.
I just looked at
the I'm telling you, they're not that good. They're not making the playoffs.
They're tied at the top with Atlanta. They just have the tiebreaker.
That's what I just said, yeah. They won on a cheap play. Right now, Atlanta should be 5-4. And
Sam Bonder in shambles.
Yeah, no, it's just annoying. But anyway, let's just next game I really want to talk about. Joe Mixon, congratulations on breaking a record. He had 5 total touchdowns, and he had over 200 rushing yards, I'm pretty sure.
55 fantasy points.
Yeah, 50. Well, it depends on what league you're in. I think he got almost 70 in mine.
Actually, maybe. I think. Hold on.
I'm not even sure.
I just remember my friend saying he had 55. I don't know if that was during the game or.
I don't know, but I'm just saying he went apeshit. Like,
I'll look.
I have never seen a player go so hard. I mean, he was making moves that were just like.
Yeah, he had 55 if you're in a PPR league because he had 153 rushing yards. It's 15 points. 4 rushing touchdowns, that's 24.
Reception.
58 receiving yards, that's 58. A touchdown catch, that's 6. And 4 catches, that's 48. 55.1 points.
I don't know. No, I don't have points per reception, but he got more than that. I don't know if I have touched. Oh, I think I may have increased touchdowns for running backs that receive a touchdown because that's not very common. I don't know what I did. But anyway, yeah, he got 5 total touchdowns, and he had over 200 total yards, which is ridiculous. He pretty much was like, oh, CMC getting some credit? Let's show him how it's really done. CMC still looked good in his game, but yeah, Joe Burrow is starting to get back. He's not looking like top-notch like he was last year, but he's starting to come back a little bit. They get, I want to say he comes back, Jamar comes back next week, or they may hold him out next week because who do they play? They play some crappy team. They play the Browns, right? No. They play the Steelers.
About?
They play the Steelers. Bengals. They play the Steelers. They may bring him back just because it's a divisional game, but odds are they won't because they want to save up for when they play the Chiefs, and then they'll play the Bucks, and then they'll play, yeah, they play the Titans, Chiefs, and Bucks. So that'll be pretty big. But yeah. Other than that, not too much. Chargers, like we said, came back. Colts suck. Packers really freaking suck if you lose to the Lions 15-9. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what's going on. Seahawks, hot take. In my opinion, they are the 3rd best team in the NFC right now. It's facts.
Okay, Philly's the best. Minnesota's next.
Yep, and then it's, in my opinion, Seahawks and then Dallas.
I would put the Giants over the Seahawks.
I wouldn't. Seahawks beat them.
Still, though, I think the Giants are better.
I don't know. As much as I hate to admit this, I think the Cowboys.
I think San Francisco's better. I know they're falling down in like the standings.
They're better roster wise, but they got to win. They got to win a bit.
They beat them 27-7 in week 2. So.
Yeah, but I mean, that to be fair, they were still getting their team together. I mean, like really, Geno Smith is. In my opinion,
I think when it comes down to it, San Francisco will be one of the best teams in the NFC.
If you told me right now Geno Smith is like a top 7 quarterback, I'd believe you. He is ridiculous.
Oh, I like Geno Smith.
Geno Smith is so underrated. I actually liked him when he was a backup. I told people he should get traded to start, and nobody would trade for him. And Pete Carroll he's like, I believed in him. I'm like, dude, you kept Russell way too long, bro. Like, don't tell me you believed in him.
Well, hindsight is 20/20. So.
True, but it was just like, all right. All right, so let's just move on to NBA, and then we can wrap it up there because, like I said, sadly, schoolwork calls. Some standings that I really want to go over. First off, the Bucks are still 9 undefeated. They're sitting at 9-0. The Cavaliers are ridiculous. 8 straight wins. They're now 8-1. I didn't really think that the Donovan Mitchell trade would help them that much considering they gave up Colin Sexton and a lot of really good players and a lot of picks, but it ended up being exactly what they needed. As the announcer said a couple days ago in their last game, which made me laugh so much, was the fans finally believe in their team again. And that just made me laugh because it's true. The defending NBA champion or the NBA Finals appearance people, the Celtics are on appearance people. I was trying to think about how to say that, and it didn't work. They're on a win, too. They're doing pretty decent right now, 6-3. They fell off a little midway through. I don't even know what to do with my team right now. They've lost 5 straight. They're sitting at 3-7. They've threw in the towel in one game. They didn't start any of their starters. They just were like, yeah, we're just going to sit them. And I was like, what are you doing? See, you can't do that in this division.
This is why I'm not a huge fan of the NBA, just because teams do stuff like that.
What are you talking about?
Like just not play any of their good players just because, we don't
want to. Like most freaking NFL teams in the last 3 games of the season if they're doing good?
Well, yeah, it's because they've already clinched a playoff spot. This is game 10.
I know, but my point is that every sport does something like this. Yeah, why they did it in game five, I don't know.
But it's when the game doesn't matter.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
The
Warriors will still make the playoffs. They even if they make it low, but they've just been struggling to get out of the gate. They're also trying to figure out what to do.
20
because
teams make the playoffs. So,
what are you talking about?
If you're counting the play-in bracket. Okay. 10 from each.
So no, that's 8 20. Teams from each.
No, I'm talking about like the play-in tournament.
Yeah, I know what the play-in tournament is. It's 10 teams from or it's 12 teams or
I was
no,
counting
10.
That. I was counting that as playoffs.
Yeah. 10 teams from each, but only 2 make it out. That's what I'm saying. So
I was just counting that as playoffs.
Yeah, well I don't know if they technically count as playoffs anymore. They may.
Well, they have it on here as qualifying team, so.
No, I know that, but my point is that they're still trying to figure things out. Obviously, they've had some internal drama. People are calling for Draymond to be traded, but they don't want to trade Draymond. At this point, I'm not opposed to it. I say get a couple picks, maybe get a decent power forward. I mean, Draymond's been good for us, but just like Steph, he's getting old. The only difference is Steph can still play and still do everything he's been able to do since his rookie year. Draymond can't. I mean, Clay, yo, I do have to say Charles Barkley did him dirty, bro. Clay was pissed. On air in the middle of the – by the way, it was the third game of the season. He's literally played, 20 games since his ACL injury, and he helped them win an NBA championship. And Charles Barkley goes, yeah, he's just not the same player he used to be. He's not that good anymore. They need to think about, getting rid of him. He literally got on post-game interview, and Klay Thompson went, that just hurts me on the inside. He goes, from such a legend, I've been back 20 games, man. I took my team to a championship, and you're telling me I'm not the same person I've been? Give me time, man. He was pissed. And I was like, I agree. Just give him 20 more games, and he'll be fine. But the Suns, of course, are top of that division. That doesn't surprise me.
They'll choke in the playoffs anyway.
I don't know that they'll choke, but I like how everybody's like, they'll choke in the playoffs, yet they literally made it to the finals 2 years ago, and they only lost because of injury.
And choked.
They lost to injuries. I mean, there's no... It's kind of hard to choke when you literally have pretty much 3 bench players starting. I mean, that's just hard. Hell, I'm pretty sure the Warriors would even let their bench depth is one of the best in the league. But even against the Giannis and the Bucks, if they had 3 of their players out, they would have lost. Yeah. They wouldn't have choked. It would have just been what it is. The Jazz are looking really good right now, which is kind of weird. The Jazz are really not that great. Like, they shouldn't be this good. Grizzlies. The Nuggets, of course, look good. Jokic. Pelicans are really good. Like, honestly, I know they struggled a little bit. They're 5-4, but I'd say they finished top 5. They're really freaking good. Timberwolves need to be better. And then, of course, my team, man, the Lakers. Woo! LeBron is finally hitting his stride. He's finally deserving exactly what he's finally getting what he deserves. He needs to learn how to lose because he's really not that good anymore. And everybody's like, he's still the best player in the league. No, he's not. No, he's not.
I mean,
and everybody's like, he's the best player ever. No, he's not. He's not even top 5. I don't want to hear it. You can argue with me.
Is it LeBron's fault though?
Yeah, it is because he literally has a team of superstars.
He's averaging 24-9-7.
Okay.
I mean,
and most of the time he averages almost 30.
I think it's because there is nobody else on that team.
What are you talking about?
Okay, Davis is out every other game, so that don't even matter. Westbrook's terrible.
He literally just hate Russell Westbrook.
I don't even know who Lonnie Walker IV is.
You don't know who Lonnie Walker is?
I don't follow the
Lonnie NBA. Walker is good. Okay, first off, I'll tell you exactly right now. By the way, Thomas Bryant, Austin shout out to him. Reeves. Indiana.
Matt
man.
Ryan is on the Lakers.
Yeah, he
oh
won
my
that. He
God.
That. By the way, JTA, can we talk about that? JTA is one of the best guys. He's traded to...
Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Yeah. He was traded from the Warriors. He was one of our best
bench averaging
players.
A fat 3 points a game.
Yeah. He's still good. A good player. He doesn't play that lot. They don't play him. They
good,
need
he would
to.
Play more.
Dennis Schroeder, Pat Beverly. Are
Scottie
you serious?
Pippen Jr.
Yeah. They got Scotty on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're Thomas, terrible. By the way, Thomas Bryant, bro. Indiana player. Shout out.
There you go.
I can't believe he's only 25, though. He seems like he should be older than that.
Kendrick Nunn.
But no, that team is not bad. Russell actually went back to full OK Thunder mode. I will say that. He actually looked decent. He was making some crazy plays. That's the first time he's looked good in the NBA in the last, 4 years. So that's it for that. I think that's going to wrap it up for today, really. Had a lot to just cover for the main part just there a little bit. anything that you really just want to point out?
Any other topics?
And just like main things. We're not going deep into another topic. Oh, like just main.
About the NBA?
And like out of the stuff we talked about, is there anything we missed? I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think we missed anything. We'll preview the games on Friday, of course, but I don't think we missed anything we really need to go over.
We could talk about high school football if you wanted to.
I mean, like if you don't lightly.
Want to, if we don't, if you
I'm
don't
not going deep into another topic because we got to go, but like, we can talk about like main stuff.
This is just for the people that stay to the end because we know y'all. Yeah. y'all are true people out there.
True football, yeah. True sports fanatics.
And you're probably from Indiana.
That is 100% probably true. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, they've looked good. A lot of teams have looked really good.
Only 8 teams left in each class. I could just quickly go over. Westfield beat Noblesville 42-21. Cathedral beat Lawrence Central 33-13.
Cathedral is not winning. Don't get your hopes up. yeah, I mean,
Cedar Grove won 49-14. Carroll beat Warsaw 34-17. Brownsburg beat Avon 56-21. Lawrence Central beat whoever Perry Meridian is 43-7. Hamilton Southeastern beat, apparently that's like a huge, huge rivalry game. Hamilton Southeastern beat him in overtime in the regular season and then blew him out in the playoffs. And my favorite game
was Lafayette Jeff beat Crown Point. And everybody's like, they suck. And I'm like, dude, it was a trap game. I don't understand. And then yet LC's over here going, y'all suck. And I'm like, y'all suck. You guys literally lost first round.
10-0 for what?
10-0 for what?
To lose to Jeff?
You know what? You guys should be even thankful that you got to make it to sectionals. You're lucky everybody makes it.
Honestly, I think the fact that in Indiana everyone makes it is kind of stupid.
I just think it's great that every LC fan is like, yo, what, 10-0 for what? And I'm like, y'all can't even get to 10-0.
What I think it should be, it should be like Illinois. The way Illinois does their playoffs is you have to be at least 500 or like you have to get like 5 or 6.
No, I think it should be the top two. I think it should be the top two teams from each, like Doonlin.
From each conference?
Yeah, and it shouldn't even be this freaking big.
I like the over 500.
No, because there are quite a few teams that can get over 500.
It's like bowl eligibility in Illinois. I like the way Illinois does it.
I don't like that because that's not playoff. That's
I think it's
bowl.
Also because Indiana has less teams because it's a smaller
true,
state.
True, but it still has quite a few. But anyway, right now I'm telling you, it's the matchup we want in Brownsburg Cathedral to determine whoever. I will say this from what I'm seeing: whoever wins that game wins.
If y'all don't know, Eddie is originally from Brownsburg, and our producer went to Cathedral.
So it's a heated rivalry.
So I know you're taking
100%
Brownsburg. You're taking Cathedral.
Absolutely,
100%.
If I had to pick who I think is gonna win, I think Cathedral's gonna win. And
wait, who's at home?
I think
Brownsburg is. Brownsburg's undefeated at home.
I still think Cathedral wins just because Brownsburg beat him in the regular season, and it's really hard to beat a team that good twice. It's really hard to beat a team that good twice.
Oh, no, they're at home. They're undefeated at home.
If I had to pick, I would take Cathedral.
No, I will say this, though. The team that is, like, I'm kind of shocked that is not given more credit right now is Hamilton Southeastern because they are
number
doing
one
decent.
Team in the state.
I know, but everybody's saying that they're going to lose, like right now. They're going to lose to Westfield. I was like, no way.
Agree. I think Westfield's. Actually, yeah.
Westfield at 8-3, 3-2 on the road, and they're literally, you think they're beating the undefeated
actually,
state,
I
right?
Know. I don't know.
Nah.
I think it'll be a good game.
Hamilton Southeastern, in my opinion, wins if Brownsburg doesn't win out of this. I'm just saying it right now. If Cathedral wins, they don't.
The other games are Warren Central is playing.
They're so bad. Both of those teams are like not good. Center Grove is okay.
Center Grove has won state the last 2 years and has 2 losses.
Okay, is that this season?
One in overtime to Trinity and one by like 10 to Cathedral.
By the way, Trinity, I don't even see them on the.
They're from Kentucky.
Okay, so they've lost twice.
They're like one of the best teams.
It doesn't matter what they did the last 2 years. It matters what they're doing this year. They don't look as good.
They got that experience, though.
That doesn't matter.
They got that experience. Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter when you literally don't have the team. It'd be different if you had the same players and they just weren't playing good right now, but they play good now. They don't have the same players.
I guess.
I'm just telling you. I think right now Center Grove will win because Warren Central is horrible. How they're 6-5 and made it this far, I don't know.
I don't know. Only
did they make it this far, they won 38-8 and then 43-7.
They played some nobodies. Yeah, I will say that.
But I mean, that's crazy. But no, right now it's looking, in my opinion, it's Carroll, and Hamilton Southeastern, and then it's Center Grove and Brownsburg. Brownsburg goes on to play.
So you think Hamilton Jeff, you think and Jeff wins. Has no chance against Carroll?
They have a chance, but I don't think it's going to be as close as people say it is. Carroll's undefeated. They're the second-ranked team in the state.
I was actually really surprised that Jeff beat Crown Point.
I was surprised, but I'm not. Like, if the fact that they did, I'm not sitting here going, oh, I don't know how that happened. It really is. Think about it. They're 10-0. They're playing against a team that barely beat LC, who we just absolutely murdered in the regular season. Yeah. And they're like, hey, why are we even worried about this? Let's just focus on the Carroll. Up and up.
They'll make it. They'll win a sectional.
Maybe 20 years from now.
One of these years.
But they were like, hey, Carroll's undefeated. They're the second team in the state. Let's focus on that. And they just went, they were like, oh, crap. They're actually playing good. And so they overthought it. Even I have friends on the football team that were telling us that. Like, the coach was really focused on, like, lightly focusing on Lafayette and going hard.
If you want to go to a local game, Bloomington South beat Bloomington North 28-7. My friend who's, like, from here, he's like, South always beats North.
I think that's mainly it.
He's like, North sometimes gets them in.
If Brownsburg goes, I will probably go watch it.
Yeah.
At Lucas Oil.
I know.
I really wish it could have been. Dude, we could have gone if it was Brownsburg Cathedral in the final, bro. That would have been dope. That would have been fun.
I've been to the past couple of years when Cathedral went to state. I've been to the past couple of years at Lucas Oil. It's been a lot of fun. So, that would have been a good time.
Yeah, I've been to Lucas Oil once, but I don't know why they don't play in Baker's Life, which it's not called Baker's Life anymore, but it will always be Baker's Life.
Because it's a basketball stadium.
Oh, that's right. I'm thinking of basketball.
They do this.
No, I was thinking we were going over basketball because I usually go really in depth, like with girls basketball and
high school,
boys basketball.
High school basketball in Indiana is a different breed.
Yeah, no, basketball is the best.
Just, high school basketball in Indiana is built different.
Usually the number one team in our state, the number two team, and the number three team are in the top 15 in the nation.
Yeah, usually.
Like always. I know our girls basketball team, Crown Point, when they won state, they were fourth in the nation.
Yeah.
So, like, for both boys and girls, they're very high. That's always what I wait for.
I do want to go. Shout out West Lafayette. I know this is a game I talked about. They were playing Hanover. Both teams 11-0. West Lafayette beat them 44-17.
Yeah, I mean,
blue.
Also, that's 3A. We're gonna move past that. But anyway, I think that's mainly it. We may have a guest on Friday. It will depend on what we can get done.
We'll see.
Johnny may be coming on. For those of you who watch Quincy's things, you'll see him in the background every now and then. But I think that's going to be all for today. Before we go, I forgot to mention this at the beginning of the show. Just once again, make sure to follow us on social media at Instagram and TikTok. You can also, like I said, if you're watching it on YouTube before, you can go ahead and go down below, like, comment. We would really appreciate that. Subscribe to our channel. If you're listening on audio, of course, it's on Spotify, Apple Music. We really appreciate that. But if you haven't heard of this yet, go ahead and go to Spotify, Apple Music, whatever you listen to. Search up IUS TV, and we will be under there under Bloomington Buddies. We really appreciate the support. Check out
everyone else's podcast, too.
We got a lot of good ones. I know we have a movie review one. You're on that, aren't you? Aren't you on one? You do a movie review?
Yeah, I do a movie review one. It's called The Cinemaniacs. Haven't uploaded one in a while just because I've been busy doing all this, but I'm getting around to editing a couple of the other ones, so a couple episodes should be out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't just stop at ours. Check out everyone else's.
And they're not, like, they're not still filtered by show all the way. They're all in order of when they're released, so you guys go through, listen to all of those, whatever your preference. I think they do a news one, too, don't they? Don't they do, like, politics?
There's a couple. We have one that's news related. It should be coming out pretty soon. So.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, I mean, there's everything for everybody's taste. I mean, if you're into sports, cool, stick with us. But, I definitely like to try to listen to different things. I like comedy podcasts, stuff like
that.
There
are guys that have a UFC one I've been listening to.
Yeah. There's a lot of really good ones.
I don't really pay attention that much to the UFC, but I was listening to their.
Yeah.
To theirs.
I do want to shout out. I don't like him. I never will like him. I never liked the brothers, but shout out to Jake for somehow in some way knocking out Andres Silva. He didn't knock him out, but he beat him. It was impressive, and I will give him that he is a good fighter, but I will never like him.
I need to get more into the UFC.
I'm not a big fan of UFC.
I don't watch it, like, at all, but I kind of want to watch it a little bit more.
I understand that sports are kind of weird. Like, don't get me wrong, like, who wants to get hit with helmets and stuff, but like, who is sitting there going, "You know what I want to do today? I want to go
beat
into a square wrong, and I want to just
someone.
Get my face punched.
I want to beat the shit out of someone."
Yeah, like, I don't understand. I mean, it's the same thing. I don't understand the appeal of driving around a racetrack 500 times in an oval in a car. Don't get me wrong. Respect the hell out of those guys. There's no way I'm ever driving a car 300 miles an hour taking those curves. But why? Who sat down and was like, "You know what would be a cool idea? Let's put a car. Let's go 250 miles an hour and drive in an oval 500 times. Let's do that." Interesting.
There are people that like it.
Congratulations to I'm blanking on his name now. He just won the Phoenix race. gosh, I'm not going to remember. I'll remember eventually. But congratulations to him. He won. I think it was the second time in the last 3 years. So congrats to him. But yeah, we got to go. I got to go do work. I sometimes just forget what time it is. So yeah, make sure to head over to our Instagram and TikTok once more. And we really appreciate you guys watching. So until next time, we'll be back on Friday. I'm Eddie Finn, and I've been joined by Quincy Bell. Have a good night, everyone.
See you.